KJAN Sports.
It is time for that check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Let's take a look at sports from last night. First this morning, Hawkeye 10 Conference Cross Country Championships held in Clarinda last night on the girls' side. The individual champion was Denison's Reagan Anderson, who ran 20 minutes, 23.18 seconds, just ahead of Taylor McCready of Atlantic, who placed second as the freshman ran 20 minutes, 42.91 seconds for the runner-up spot. Brielle Baker and Braylon Baker were third and fourth, both from Creston, while Denison's Ellie Mendlich ran fifth last night. Also for Atlantic, Carson Rush was 17th, Ashley Went 22nd, Pluma Pross was 25th, and Kennedy Gergen 26th to help lead the way for Atlantic. Glenwood won the team title with 56 points, edging Denison, who also had 56 points in that meet last night. Atlantic with 88 points placing third. Harlan was fourth and Creston fifth overall. On the boys' side at the Hawkeye 10 Championships, Mason Parks of Glenwood was the champion, running 17 minutes, 59.72 seconds, just ahead of his teammate, Parson Covington, who was second. Jalen Peterson of Atlantic had a third-place finish, running 18 minutes, 3.12 seconds. Clayton Stafford of Creston and Connor Lanciel of Lewis Central was fifth in last night's meet. Also for Atlantic, Evan Brummer placed 27th, Cale Pellett 30th, and Nathan Brockman 32nd. In the team scoring, Glenwood was the champ with 38 points, Lewis Central with 59 points, runner-up St. Albert was third with 94. Kemper Catholic and Harlan round out the top five, Atlantic at 149 points as they ended up sixth overall in the team competition last night at Clarinda. Also in a meet at Mount Air last night, on the boys' side, it was Bryson Wallace of Nottoway Valley winning the individual championship. In fact, Nottoway Valley took four of the first five spots, with Adam Thompson of Southwest Iowa placing second, and then Skylar Rawlings, Tyler Braheny, and Joshua Bowdler, all of Nottoway Valley, running third, fourth, and fifth in that boys' side of that meet last night at Mount Air. Final team standings, well, you guessed it, Nottoway Valley wins as they had 23 points. Savannah, Missouri, with 93 points, was the runner-up there. On the girls' side at that meet last night in Mount Air, Emma Lucas of Bedford was the individual champion. Also in the top five, Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley. She placed fourth overall. The team standings in that girls' meet last night saw East Union win with 77 points, just ahead of Nottoway Valley, who had 80 in that Mount Air meet. In high school volleyball last night, Hawkeye 10 Conference action saw St. Albert beat Clarinda in three straight. Also, Shenandoah down Southwest Valley 2-0. Shenandoah also defeats Thomas Jefferson last night. Western Iowa Conference tournament action saw Tri-Center win the championship as they go 3-2 over Trainer last night, winning 15-12 in the deciding game. Third place went to Missouri Valley in a 3-game sweep over IKM Manning. They played through pool action in the consolation bracket with Logan Magnolia defeating Riverside and Underwood in Pool 1. Underwood beat Riverside. In Pool 2, it was Griswold over both Audubon and AHSTW, with AHSTW also downing Audubon. Fifth-place match saw Logan Magnolia defeat Griswold in two straight. And in the seventh-place match, AHSTW, a 2-1 winner over Underwood. In Rolling Valley Conference action last night, it was ACGC over Exira EHK, 3 in a row. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Glenn Ralston 3-2. Peyton Sherdan swept 3 over Eagle Grove. From the Corner Conference, Sydney over Stanton in 3 straight. East Mills beat Essex 3 in a row. Pride of Iowa Conference action saw Thomas Jefferson beat Southwest Valley 3 in a row last night. Actually, it was 2-1 last night. TJ the winner. Well, the 2017 Atlantic Trojan football team could do something that hasn't been accomplished in 5 years, have a winning season. Last time the Trojans put up more wins than losses was in 2012 when the team went 5-4. This year's group of Trojans can assure at least that same mark with a win at Carroll tonight. Atlantic will have to slow down the Carroll rushing attack to pick up their fifth W. Tigers head coach Dennis McCartan said his team likes to wear teams out with their trio of big running backs.
We've got some big backs. We got Ethan Rummelback, who's about 245 pounds, he came back week five, and so we were able to start doing a few different things there. And, you know, Tanner's over 200 pounds, and Draven Williamson weighs about 190. So we thought we'd just, you know, try to run in between the tackles. We got some guys back from the last year offensive line, and, you know, just ground and pound. It's not pretty. It's not flashy. You know, we are pretty blue collar, but that's what we want to do, and that's what we feel is going to be successful for us.
Atlantic head coach Mike McDermott said that a big key tonight will be getting low and making sure that tackles against those large backs. He also said the Atlantic offense will be just as important in helping their defensive effort.
Certainly need to get stops defensively, quick stops too. But, you know, the big picture here is offensively, we've got to move the chains. And that allows our offense, of course, to stay on the field, have a chance to score. And more importantly, though, keeps their offense off the field. So we've talked offensively about helping out our defense this week. You know, even if we don't score every possession, just moving the chains once or twice and getting that field position for our defense is going to be a huge factor in this football game.
We'll have live coverage of that game tonight for you here on KJAN as Chris Parks and Mike Smith will have all the action here on the radio, online, and also the video on KJAN TV. You can catch Coach McDermott's full interview at 4:45 this afternoon on Trojan Preview. Our pick'em show, Who's Gonna Win, is at 6. The pregame is at 6:30, kickoff at 7:30 from Carroll Stadium tonight. Also in District 7 and 3A, Creston is at ADM. Winterset is at Glenwood. Denison at Harlan tonight. Some other matchups around the region this evening. In 2A, District 7, Kemper Catholic is at East Sac County. Red Oak hosting South Central Calhoun. Clarinda at Southeast Valley. Underwood at Shenandoah. Also in Class 1A play tonight, District 7. IKM Manning is a trainer. AHSTW hosting Logan Magnolia. ACGC at home against OABCIG, while Tri-Center visits Missouri Valley. Also in Class A, District 7, Griswold at Martinsdale St. Mary's tonight. Riverside at St. Albert. Nottoway Valley at Earlham. And Southwest Valley is at Southeast Warren. In 8-man football tonight in District number 7, it'll be Exira EHK at CAM this evening. Essex at Sydney. East Mills hosting Clarinda Academy. Woodbine at Fremont Mills. Also in District 8, Boyer Valley is at Coon Rapids Bayard. Audubon hosting Collins Maxwell Baxter tonight. Glidden Ralston is at Arweva. Some of the games around the area this evening. Well, the Philadelphia Eagles currently own the NFC's best record at 5-1, just one season after missing the playoffs. Carson Wentz threw for 222 yards and three touchdowns as the Eagles earned a 28-23 win at Carolina last night. Philly rallied from a 10-3 first half deficit as they dropped the Panthers to 4-2. Well, the Chicago Cubs are back in the National League Championship Series for a team record third consecutive year. All it took was a comeback from an early 4-1 deficit, a crazy fifth-inning rally, an eighth-inning pickoff, and a seven-out save by their closer. Addison Russell drove in four runs, and the Cubs took Game 5 of their National League Division Series by outscoring the Nationals 9-8 in Washington last night. The Nats took a three-run lead in the second inning as Daniel Murphy tied the game with a leadoff homer before Michael A. Taylor launched a three-run blast. Russell started that comeback with a simple RBI grounder in the third and provided a go-ahead two-run double, while the Cubs scored four times off of loser Max Scherzer in the fifth. Javier Baez struck out swinging following Russell's double, but the ball got away from Matt Wieters before the catcher threw wildly to first, allowing Russell to score. Tommy La Stella reached first on catcher's interference to load the bases, and one batter after before John Jay was hit by a pitch to force in another run. Russell added an RBI double in the sixth to make it 8-4, but the Nationals chipped away as they scored once in the eighth to get within 9-8 and had the potential tying run on second before catcher Wilson Contreras picked off Jose Lobatone at first base to end that threat. The pickoff bailed out Wade Davis, who finished the series by striking out Jason Worth and Bryce Harper. Cubs now head to Los Angeles to take on the Dodgers in Game 1 of the NLCS on Saturday. And Masahiro Tanaka will start Game 1 of the AL Championship Series for the New York Yankees against Dallas Keuchel and the Houston Astros tonight. New York's Luis Severino will pitch Game 2 Saturday against Justin Verlander. CC Sabathia gets the nod to start Game 3 on Monday in New York, and Sonny Gray will start Game 4 on Tuesday. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.